Marx's General, The Revolutionary Life of Friedrich Engels by Tristram Hunt. Narrated by Norman Dietz. Copyright 2009 by Tristram Hunt. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Henry Holt & Company, LLC, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. On the 30th of June, 1869, Friedrich Engels, a Manchester mill owner, gave up his job in the family business after nearly 20 years. Ready to greet him on his return to his small cottage in the Chorlton suburbs were his lover, Lizzie Burns, and houseguest, Eleanor Marks, daughter of his old friend Carl. I was with Engels when he reached the end of his forced labor, and I saw what he must have gone through all those years, Eleanor later wrote of Engels's final day at work. I shall never forget the triumph with which he exclaimed, "For the last time," as he put on his boots in the morning to go to his office. A few hours later, we were standing at the gate waiting for him. We saw him coming over the little field opposite the house where he lived. He was swinging his stick in the air and singing, his face beaming. Then we set the table for a celebration and drank champagne and were happy. Friedrich Engels was a textile magnate and fox hunter, a member of the Manchester Royal Exchange, and president of the city's Schiller Institute. He was a raffish, high-living, heavy-drinking devotee of the good things in life: lobster salad, Chateau Margaux, Pilsner beer, and expensive women. But Engels...